Silka. I understand that we have to come back to do some topics, but I want to finish up the details of squishing and squashing and boiling up fruits. So Lamed Testament Aleph Tosfos. Tosfos says that when the Gemara says Maya the Silka Kesilka, Rav Papa says Amar Rav Papa Pshita Li Maya the Silka Kesilka, Maya the Lifta Kelifta. O Maya the Kulu Shloke Kekulu Shloke, boiled the soup of boiled fruits and vegetables carries the same bracha as the fruit and vegetable itself. So Tosfos says, didn't we learn Mevorchin Olel Bori Pri Adama Afalpi She'ein Bo Ela Mayim? Vitama Yerokos Mevorch Aleim Kasher Yevorch Ala Yerokos Afal Gav Derminin Leel Demei Peirei Zeh Ba Almo Yesh L'Chalik. The Tosfos says that apparently, why do we say a bracha bari adama on a vegetable soup, even if it's ein ba elamayim, if even it's only water, as opposed to a situation where you have the vegetables together with the soup? Afal pisha ein ba elamayim. So he says v'tam yirakos. So mevarech alein kasher yivarech ala yirakos. Afal pisha ein ba elamayim v'tam yirakos. All you have is tam yirakos. So he says, Mivarech alein kashi yivarech ala yirakos. Make the same bracha. So he says, Afal gav demrinan li'el demay peyre zeh ba'alma yesh l'chalik. Doesn't have the chilik is. Right? Yesh l'chalik. So to figure the chilik is. So first of all, even before we figure out with Pshat and Tosfos, we have the Shita or the Ritva, understand exactly what Tosfos does not want us to say. The Ritva and the Shita or the Shita Mekubetzes. Yesh Meforshim Tichihechi de Mevarach HaKulu Shloki Bor Pi Adama. Hachanami b'mayid edhu mevarech bari pi adama. There are those who say that just like you make a bracha on boiled carrots and boiled potatoes, so you make a bracha also on the water which comes out of the mussel, bari pi adama. Just like you make a bracha on a boiled tomato, especially according to the Hachro the Rif, that you make a bracha on all shlokos. Could be according to types and means. On shlokos that are equally good, or shlokos that usually. Heichid the mevarach hakulu shlokei bar pi adama. Hachanami b'maya didu, on the soup, you also make a bar pi adama. Hai peru shalesa. Wrong. Right? So that's when Tosfos says, avapi she'ein bay elamayim. So that's where you see the two shitas are locking horns. That's exactly the nakuda. If you have a soup and there's no vegetables there, only the soup itself, only the juice, only the water in which it was boiled. So says the Ritva, mi odif mi dusha de tamrei to guf atmorim de mila mevarach shehakol. Says the Ritva, how could you say that the water extract that only has the juice in it, only the taste in it, has the same bracha? That's not nearly as good as honey that was dripping from the date. Right? Honey that's mamish part of the date. This has the tam. I could take a date and boil it up. So the tam of the date is there. So what's more connected? What is a more significant chelek? What is more significantly connected to the date? So the Ritva says that has to be here. So when the Tosfos says of here, the Mamish locking horns, point by point, So he said, Tosfos knows that there's such a sheet. He says, ah, you'll tell me, we said it's Zeh Ba'alma, don't bother me. Yish l'chalik, I know what I'm talking about. Right? Have to figure it out, what's going on. But that, you see the Rishon and Mamish going at each other, point by point. To who guf ha'tmarim, the Midan Liel, the Mavar Shehakel, V'od afilo gargalida, the lifted the praminu pirmi zutri. Right, that's firma. Have so the daitach levar shakal. Av mishu guf lift his mamish. He lav mishum der yudulam tukei time of rachim. Get back to that. The oid the afilu bishlokes gufayu pliga me roli el. He came will say we loy. So it says if it's va, how can anybody think that vegetable soup itself would get a bracha of barbi adama? Bekoshi, the boiled vegetable just made it into barbi adama. The boiled vegetable has to be either that it's sui lekach, or that it's as good as it is when it's raw. But that was the whole sugya on naflam and chesem and beis. You're on the edge of your seats, not knowing whether it's going to be. Is the boiled vegetable going to make it? Going to get a burpee adama? So if the boiled vegetable took a whole omba to maintain our adama, a whole blot. So the juice is certainly not going to make our adama. So the Ritva says. That Tosfos is saying can be. It says the Ritva, look what's the pshat. Levadai hachi perusha. The imbirich al hashlokes barbi adama niftu meimayin ba'oisa bracha. He's saying no, it's a whole different din. Mei shlokes means you're having shloka soup. You're having vegetable soup, right? So you have the vegetable and you have the soup. So the whole point of our papa partially that's what Ritva is saying. Even if Tosfos is right, would Rav Papa say pshitali? How can you say pshitali? Machlekes Amiram, Machlekes Tanoam, according to Yev Nachman. So Machlekes in the Maser Rav Yechon, how can you say pshita? The only thing was his pashim. Says the Ritva, if you're having vegetable soup and you make a barib yadama on the vegetable, you don't need to make another brach on the soup. He says, like, Zadiga dinna, we give a tofa. That's all. Another chiddush. Let's say it's taken not into the vikur and tofel. In other words, that you didn't go into the restaurant and ask for boiled tomatoes, and they gave you soup as well. Right? You went and asked for vegetable soup, so you really want the soup. Dinu yesh kan peiros yesh kan schitoson ubirich ala peiros. Sheyiftu meimayin kaven de migufayu ninu. Right, so now you see already how the Ritva is squirming. He says, hey, what's his host? This has got to be a poshut din. So the poshut din is that if I have shlokos and I have the stuff that came out of the shlokos while I was boiling the shlokos, all right, it's a lower poshut. You want to have a boiled tomato, you want to have a boiled potato, and it happens to be boiled potato broth around, so your ikir is the potato, and the boiled potato broth, you have potato soup. But what is it? It's boiled potatoes with some onions in it. All right, so ikir is the potato. Yeah, good, fine. Says the Ritva, but now, based on the way when we've shot in the Rav Papa, what's going to happen? I have potato soup, right? With chunks of potato inside. How did I get the soup? He boiled the potatoes, right? But what's the ikir over here? The ikir is the soup, not the potatoes. We mayach on the potatoes, right? The ikir in the tomato soup is the soup, not the tomato, not the boiled tomatoes. No one wants the boiled tomatoes. The only way you get tomato soup is boiling up tomatoes. See, so they're still there, right? Pea soup. You want boiled peas? Those are all the soups. So says the Ritva. So the ikir is the soup, right? So now you're telling me a chiddush din that if I happen to have some broth with my boiled vegetables. So Rav Papa said, no, it's another pasha. No new bracha. One bracha is moitzi other system, but then it's not so pasha. So now the Ritva has to squirm out of this. Right? And the Ritva, and that's why I can understand why the other Rishonim are not makabel this Ritva and Shuvah. Right? Why? Because this is a really very strange svara. Ba'afilu she'ein amayim tfeilim lem. Vidinu, right? So it goes against the side of Ikadov that we haven't learned yet, that's still coming to, right? Two main sugyas you left to do in Hilchos Brachos. Ikar and Tofel and Passover Kisnan. Otherwise, we're ready to. We have some other details to do. That's the bracha chayin also. But the bracha rishonim, we're almost there. V'dinu shem yesh kan peiros v'yesh kan schitoson. So he says, so what's the pshat over here? It's not your classic ikur tofel. You have a boiled potato, you have boiled peas, and you have boiled pea extract schitoson. And it makes sense. Why? Kevan de migufayu ninu. Kevan de migufayu. It makes sense that one should part of the other one. Umishum hachi, pshitil de rapapa. Avul maim de shvisa. That's going to be a different issue. All right? That we're going to discuss. Why? Because there, as we began to discuss yesterday, that's like an onion, where the purpose of the yerek is only to give taste, the metuka ba'alma abdelei. Umisha mechisholak le'botel le'agav maya. He says, but if you're going to be telling me about onion soup, so there mamish, no one wants the boiled onion. Right? They just want the whole purpose is to get the extract. That's what the public goes on to say. Mayim the shvis is going to be different. That's the sugya. So it's a very pretty sugya. But there's a svar over here that we have to understand. So again, so what does the Ritva say? What do we intend to do in the Ritva? We do understand the Ritva that he says that Dugshu the Tamrei is going to be a shahakol. So we have a yisoid now. Extracts are shahakols. They don't get the bracha of the ikur peri, right? So you can't tell me my shulka, not going to happen, it goes against Vashat Tamrei, finished, end of story. Aye, so what's Pashut? So he switches gears, that this is really a din of, I wouldn't call it Iker Tofel, it's in the Parsha of Iker Tofel, it's a different Parsha. It's a different sugi, really. It's a Nisbach on the Iker Tofel. I have two items, and when I make a brachon once, it says the Ritvam, what's Pashut, the Rav Papa, is that if I make a bracha on the Iker, then it is pattering the extract. That's what he's saying. That's a double portion. It becomes a little bit difficult when the purpose of the eker is to give taste to the extract. He says, okay, then I'll be meichel. Then I'm going to have to say that the extract is the eker and the peri is the tofel. But when I'm going to eat both together, and my main kavana is for the extract, so says Ritzva, that's what Papa's going to have to say, that even then, the Iker, I'm going to make a bracha on what is ostensibly, in my mind, is a tafel. That's the chiddush din of Rav Papa. That's the davar poshut of Rav Papa. I think that's the Achilles heel of the sheet, why the other Rishonim, besides that there's an akimta over here, that you're eating it together. Taisha says, Maya the Salka doesn't say that you're eating the Salka together with. Maya Salka kills Salka. Right? So that's the two weaknesses in the Ritva's trap. The Chiddush in the Ritva is that the Mei Shlokos are being patterned. Really, the Bracha on the Mei Shlokos is Shehakol. Right? And usually a Bori B'Eitz can, a Bori B'Dama can not patter Shahakos for care. So says the Ritzvah, Rav Papa's din is by Mitz Pashut, that the Bori B'Dama can patter the Shahakos. What? Kevin Eim Ufayu. That's a new din. New? That's what I'm saying. Rest your case. Okay, so that's shita number one that we have. We can understand, at least we understand the shita clearly. We have to still understand a little deeper why takets like that. Kevan de migufayu osi. Good. And Tosfos, all we know so far is that for some reason we have to distinguish between Dubshim, Tamre to Dubshi, Dubshi to Tamre, and Meya and Mei Silko. So now look at the Mordechai. Why the Mordechai next? Because it's easier to understand. Ozvara didn't reset the Mordechai yet. That's for the next Shas. Okay. Kuf Chaf He in the Mordechai. Kuf Chaf He Mayi Dechulu Shoke. Mordechai is often the site of many, many Ramos. Mayi Dechulu Shloke Kishalke. You have it Kuf Chaf He in the Mordechai. Perish Bein Im seichet amashke mehem beinim bishlon, whether you're squeezing or whether you're boiling, v'davke yirakos shamashke sheyotze mehem ikoroi litbol boi kachosh koi. Alright, the Mordechai says do not distinguish, which would be an easy distinction to make between gufsha de tamrei mai de shalke, the one is squeezed and one is boiled, and you could argue that something that's squeezed is more part of the fruit than is boiled. So says the Mordechai, no, wrong distinction. Don't make the distinction. V'davka yirokoi shemashka sheyetz minu ikori litbol boy. However, when do we say that mayuk, that the mayuk kulu shalke kishalke? That is if you're going to use it litbol boy, that v'choshiv machol kimikoidem. That's only if you're going to use it as a smear, as a spread, as lefes, as something that you're going to eat. And therefore it's still food. Amin and Perik Chavis, Mashke bolo oichel ke oichel domi. Avol me tutim, cherry extract, what we call cherry juice, v'yein tepuchim, an apple cider, she'oimdim achas chitosim l'shtia. You don't use cherry juice as a spread or as a dip. It's a drink, it's a beverage. Mevarach shahakol niya bidvaroi v'yacharkach bari nefoshes rabbis v'chein perishri perish psachim the maya de silka mishabeyach avol sheicher meisoyven loy mishabeyach v'oydil mola yestani lemal yusa legriyusa demiko yosar nuuyin lelechem v'soif pirkin pasake ilfes echad sheicher tamar v'echad sheicher soar mevarach shahakol. Why is he squirming to discuss whiskey and beer? Sheikhar Sarim and Sheikhar Timur. Why is that a problem? Abul Sheikhar Meshur Loy Mishabach. It's not an improvement. May the Silkos is you see, according to the Mordechai, in his system, Maya de Silka Kisilka means that it's going to be eaten. It's a spread. It's a dip. Avol Sheicher Mei Se'orin, apparently it was also a kind of a dip. But he said the reason that we make a Shehakol on Mei Se'orin is because because you think what you could have done with Sarah, you could have made bread with Sarah. Now you have beer. He says that's not an American way to think. He says the Achmanis and the barley. And it only had to be beer. It could have been a good piece of bread. First it looks at rye, right? At whiskey, at schnapps. He says it's nebuch. These guys didn't make it into a bread. They could have been a chalas. They only make a shaka. That's not the way people usually think. There is, but it's an interesting comment. I'll tell you why. We'll get back to this in Yirat Hashem. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted as saying that he doesn't understand why we don't make a mezonos in whiskey. He's quoted as saying he doesn't understand that people can make kiddush on whiskey. It's like, he says, like, make kiddush in oatmeal. That's not whether he... Where that Rav Chaim will get back to him, where he's coming from. Come back to him, Yirat Hashem. But anyways, but that's just a side point. What's the Mordechai's main point over here? What's Mayer de Shalke Kekulu Shalke? Mordechai says the real distinction between the Vash Temorim and Mayer de Shalke is the distinction between beverages and food. Mayer de Shalke Kekulu Shalke is only if it's a dip, if it's like chumas, chinah, right? It's So tchina, no one takes a glass of tchina and drinks, right? Maybe the chasen or something. But in a normal situation, no one does it. So you see that it is still food. It says the Mordechai pshat in Rav Papa is that if I have extracted something from my vegetable and it still is defined as a food, so then it maintains the same din as the Iker. Right? Mali, if I cut my tomato in half, no, half a tomato, also make a bracha for you, right? Cut it to quarters, still adama. You dice it, adama. Now I blended it. No. Nope. So why should it be any different? It's a food. Masha, any case, if I made a beverage out of it, it's also a chiddush din over here. So why should we make a decision between a beverage and a food? That's the Mordechai's word. Right? Dusha the tamrei is to be seen as some kind of beverage, a different kind of macha. If I've changed the nature of the nature of this item, it's a different object. So then it can't maintain the same bracha. Burpi adama is if I eat it in the normal way. So the Mordechai says if I change the way it fits into the menu, it's a different item. It's no longer pri adama. Right? The Mordechai will have to say that if this is the normal way in which this item is consumed, like wine, so the Chor have to say then it gets a separate bracha. It could maintain the Bore creates, only stand the Melusa. But if this is not the normal way, the overwhelmingly normal way, so I have a cherry, I decided to make juice out of it. So if it's a beverage, it's an entirely different item. It's no longer for your Dhamma. Chazal didn't make a bracha for it. So, and they made a bracha shaka, but they didn't make a special bracha for it. L'chor, that's the Mordechai. So again, there's a chiddush in the Mordechai. And again, you have this, this is supposed to be a Gemara without a chiddush, pshitali. Right? So now, the two pshatim that are easiest to read into the text, the Mitzvah and the Mordechai, because they're the easiest way of distinguishing from Dusha to Tamrei, and they get out of the Ritva's tremendous kasha that Mei Shloke is less of a piri than Dvash Tamarim, so they still have two chidusha. Alright? Mordechai's chidush of a whole new idea. A beverage loses the bracha. Then we have the Rush. The Rush, the Rashbon, the Rambam. They follow in the line of Taisvis by making some chiluk. Let's see the Rosh inside. I didn't bring a Rosh, but the Rosh inside is Simon. No. Yiches. Good. Simon Yiches. Good. May the silk, may the lift, may the shavsa. Boy, Rabbi Adama, the Kaimelon, my, the Kuli Shloki, Kishloki, Bavarchan, Alem, Rabbi Adama, Afal Pisha, Ain, Boy, Ki, Mamorik, Vitama, Yerokais, Mimbarach, Alem, Kemosh, Mimbarachan, Yerokais, Atzman. Same mistake, Lay Dummy, Lame, Pay Race, the middle elder, Zabi Almu, Lefi, Shemashke, Ain, Lay Tama, Pri, the Efshar, Sheimbishel, Apri, V'nichnas tama peiros b'mayim mivarech aleyen boirei priyoei mei peiros d'mbinan le'el d'zebi almo l'fisha mashke ein le tama pri. Says the Rosh, when do we say something zeba almo? Apparently the vash tamarim does not taste like a date. I don't know. I'll take his word for it. Apparently May Se'orim doesn't taste like barley. Makes sense. No? Let's say you take whiskey, it has no taste at all. Right? So Achar doesn't taste like the original Chita. So he says, Zeya Ba'alma is if it doesn't maintain the Tama Pri. However, when you boil up a fruit or a vegetable, it does maintain the tam. Look, that's the difference. The efshar shem bishel apri, V'nichnas tama peiris b'mayim mivarech alein vare pi'eitz. What's the be'efshar? What's the be'efshar of the rush? No, was it Ezra?
Cook fruits and what's the water? It's been there, the water. I'm not sure if it generalizes the fruit club.
So the efshar is that we go from barei, that not only barei pidum, also barei pi'eitz. That's the efshar. Good. If that's the case, so this will discuss this. So that means that the rush is opening up a suffix whether peiroi barei pi'eitz requires more matzuras apri than barei pidum. We haven't discussed that yet. But that, what you're saying is pattern of Efsher. Why should it make a difference? Bar Piyadom is Pasha. Bar Piyadom is Asafik. So apparently he's saying that Bar Piyadom can include things that have lost their Tzura Supreme, Hashem, Bar Piyadom. Okay? Remember this Rosh. We'll come back to it. All right? Now, what's the Rosh saying as far as our Pshatnar Sug is? He's saying, correct, it is counterintuitive. The Ritva is correct. Counterintuitive. The Vash Tamarim is a much, you can connect the dots between the Vash Tamarim and the Tamar much more easily than between Meshlokeh and Shlokeh. He says, but that's not the nature of the way things are. The nature of the Bria is that sometimes if you squeeze a fruit, sometimes you will get less of a tam free than if you boil it. That's the nature of the Bria. So what Rosh is saying, we want to connect the dots between an extract and its original and its origin. We don't connect it via the nature of the process, via the time. No, that's not the rush. Good.
So about like orange juice or apple juice.
So according to the rush, right? According to the rush, which thing's correct? If it comes to an orange, the orange should clearly be. A borei pi'eitz, according to Rush. Right? Now, the truth is that's a huge shortcut because, let's say, look at the Mordechai. So Mordechai intimated that there are Rishonim who distinguish between squeezed and boiled. And there are Harinim who say that an orange is bachlal, a different category, because the juice is such a significant part of the orange itself. Mash'ani came by a fruit that has dense flesh. That's a discussion that the Echreinu have. Whether a fruit should be different. I forget one of the modern Meshiv points to that. So we're not ready for that yet. I'll have to come back to that. Okay, in terms of squeezed. But, L'chore, the Rosh would say that an apple juice which comes out of boiled apples would be a borei pi'eitz, or a suffix. But if it's a vegetable, we borei a carrot juice or tomato juice, right? That's Maya Dechulu Shalke. So the Rosh is saying, the Rosh learns Pshat in Rav Papa, that Maya Dechulu Shalke Geshalke means that we don't have to go through the Sugya of Dechlam and Ches to figure this is normal or not normal Bishol. Right? Whatever the peri, whatever, if the shalke maintains the bracha of its original, so then may the shalke kishalke. So the, as long as it has the tam free. Now here the Rashba differs, and it could even be that there is not a complete version of the Rosh, because there's a Rosh in the Tshuvas, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Do you have it over here? Yeah. No, it only quotes part of it. Here it is. In the Devar Chamudos Ois Nun Beis, towards the bottom, Kosev Beis Yosef B'Shem Rabbeinu Rosh Sasha Kosev B'Tshuva Klal Lal Tzimit Hezvav. You have the last few lines of Devar Chamudos is the Rosh and the Tshuvas. This is the Rosh which is more often quoted by the Achrayim than the Rosh and the Pesachim over here. The Mogen Avram in Tzif Koton Vav, I believe, summarizes all these Shitas. Simon Reishay is called Mavet. So he says, Ayin, look at the Rosh and the Tshuvas. The time of the Maya, the Shalkim, Shalkim, Mishum, the Iker, Bishulam, Bishvila, Yerokois. Hilchach, Kevin, Shenost, and Yerokois, Tam, Bohem, Hilchem, Acharatam. Alright, so here the Rush explains further. He says that what he said in the Psokim, we understood it correctly, Iker is the Tam, Hilchem, Acharatam. However, Mishum, the Iker, Bishulam, Bishvila, Yerokois. Why do we go basetam? Because over here he was boiling it primarily because he wanted the boiled vegetable. Hilchach, kevon shenosnu ayiroka istam bohem hilchem acharetam. V'yafilu in bishlo yirokos letzorich meimein l'refua kevon shekola oylem bevashel moysum l'achila loynishtanes birchas hamayim ze bishvil ze shemevashel matol l'refua. So what does the Rosh say? He says that the reason you go boser tam, he fills in what he said in the Psokim, is because your primary purpose is because you want the boiled vegetable. Your primary purpose. Now, mikotzel akotzel from the Ritva. Right? Your primary purpose is you want the boiled vegetable. But let's say you taka want the boiled extract. So he says, it goes basar reif neyodam. Right? Kevan de roiv, even though this person wants tomato soup, he does not want tomato a boiled tomato. But everybody else wants boiled vegetables. Alright? So now, according to Rosh, what would Taka be the din if people don't boil vegetables for their boiled vegetables? People don't boil potatoes to have boiled potatoes. That's not correct. People don't boil tomatoes to have boiled tomatoes. They boil tomatoes to have tomatoes juice, tomato soup. So then, it sounds like from the Rosh in the Tshuvas, then you'd say Shahako. The Rosh, you put the Tshuvas together with the Psakim. Where the Tshuvas says it. Like he has both. He has two conditions. Number one, your major purpose is to prepare a boiled vegetable. Number two, tam. Right? Those are the two to know. If that's the case, Maya the Shalki Shalki. Let's try the Rosh. What's Pshat Rosh? Glenn?
Specifically when
Rosh Hashanah could be from the person who's getting the yetcha. No, for carrots. For carrots. Right? He says, if Rosh Hashanah is cooking tomatoes because they want tomato extract, then it's processed tomatoes, it's not a tomato anymore. It's a shahako. Moving the category of Devash Tamre, the category of the Mordechai's beverage. It's like the Ritva's soup that you're not eating together with the vegetable. Right? Every region has to have a Devash Tamre category. Right? Something which is going to be a Shahakal tak, an extract with a Shahakal. That's the sugya. There are shahakal extracts and there are boipridom extracts. Right? That's the mai de shalki kishalki devash tam shahakal. What's the connection? So the Ritva says, once you learn devash tamrik shahakal, that means every extract is going to be a shahakal. Because devash tamrik is mamish the tamar. Right? So everything else is going to be an extract. All be shahakals. So the Ritva says the only way that he can possibly say it's going to maintain the bracha if it's mamish there in the same bowl, it's tofel, that's the Ritva's malach. Right? The Mordechai's malach is a similar approach. If Dvash Tamre is Ketamre, is Shahako, so then he'll say that, but Maya Kishalki Shalki, so he goes in the opposite. He says, if Maya Kishalki Shalki, so then he's going to have a huge category of Bor Pi Adom. What's it going to be? Machol and beverage. That's his distinction. It's clear. Right? the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rashba, so they distinguish in different kinds of extracts. So the Rosh's pshat is that if I'm preparing a boiled tomato, then the extract maintains the extract has the taste of the tomato, so then I get a shako. But then I get a perfect dhamma. So now it's easier to understand the Rosh than the Rosh and the Pesachim. Because the Rosh and the Pesachim, we have to say in the yeshivish way, no, must be that Dvash tomorrow don't taste like tomorrow. All right? So you never had Dvash tomorrow, so you go bite them. Right? But it's a little bit counterintuitive that Dvash tomorrow don't taste like tomorrow. But according to the Rosh in the Shush, I understand, Dvash tomorrow is because I'm not preparing the tomorrow. It's not a prepare. I don't want to have a crushed tamar. I'm not serving crushed tamar. If I was talking serving crushed tamar and right people eat crushed tamarim, then in a chanami, the dvash tamar would be a barfi adama. But the dvash tamarim is an accident, and the shluk is not an accident. This is the normal way to prepare this. This I want the boiled tomato. Memela, since I want the boiled tomato. So the tomato extract tastes like tomato, gets the shock, gets the rush. So what's the svarm, the rush? No, what would you say? Go ahead. What's that? However, I think the rush would not insist that I eat them together. He doesn't write, Afal pi she'ein boy ki yim amorak. So he says, don't confuse me with the Ritva. You see how the Rishonim were with Mamash al Shulchan Malachim. They were talking about the same thing. They knew what each other was saying. Because even though, and that's what their taste is, Gima Marok, against the Ritva, against the Shikta. No? Go ahead, David.
Why are you cooking the vegetables? You cook the vegetables to make the taste a certain way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're cooking them to make the taste a certain way, that taste goes into the water.
Mm-hmm. The water accomplishes the same thing as the cooked vegetables. Interesting. That shows that time is important. I'm not. Wouldn't be so creative. Maybe. No, what are you saying?
Yeah, so go ahead. So it could be, so it's going to be, it's going to be on the das. So
it's going to be what?
It's going to be on the das of the way that, not on the das, but I guess on the way that people generally cook the thing.
Right.
And whether or not, it's going to be used for vegetables. So it could be something like the Korah, like the Rashi, but Korah, where, if it's something where it's really changing the fruit into something else and kind of, redirecting the focus, so then it's not going to this go lose a bruch. But it's only where the fruit maintains what it is. And then also, in addition to that, you still have the, you can still have an extract, but if you're there, you're going to
maintain. I don't see the connection to the Korah, but I think, but the Svara, I would think along those lines. If this is the way that I prepare a boiled tomato, right, so then the Rosh is saying, so the extract is part of the way in which I prepare the food. I can't have a boiled tomato without having water, without having tomato soup. So if it's normal, in other words, so I have to view the maya kishalki. It's all part of the same dish. It's the only way you're going to get shalki. So if the shalki ends up being a shako, my shalki is also going to be shako. If this is not a normal way to prepare the tomato, but if this is a normal way to prepare the tomato, so then the my the shalki is part of this normal preparation. Mishum the ikur bishulim mishvila yirakos. And that's the way that most people have it. think it's something. I think that's what he's saying. Iker bishulim bishvil yirakah is hilchach came nostal yirakah is tam beim halachan achar etam. David zahar halachan achar etam. Not bad. But the way I found what the Rosh is saying is that once again it's like slicing a tomato. The water is part of the shalki, because the only way you're going to get shalki is by boiling it in water. So this is part of the tam. So if the shalki has no taste of the tomato, so I can't say it's part of the tomato. But if it has tomato taste in it, so then it's like cutting the shalki in half. The Rashba, look at the Rashba quoting the Bichamuda, it's Wuchid over here, save time. It's the Rashba Nafshlamaches. Al Rashba Kasim Shemvarach Alav Shehakov Leidami Lamai Deshalk Lamai Deshavsa Kim Deroy Vachilosim Lai Deshlika Meishli Kosim Kim Vaisa Hakol Mida De Les Derachel Lamash Nemishalke Vlanivischite El Lemichle Beinayu Leirina Shemimain Kohen. So the Rashba, I think, says this svara came in the roi vachilosin val yidei shalika. So meishli kosin kemoisa. The chiluk that the achronim find between the Rosh and the Rashba, I say because I find it a very, very chiluk adin, a very nuanced chiluk in the lashon. But I see that all the achronim draw this distinction. I don't think I would have picked up on it if the achronim didn't make an issue of it. I mean all the deal achronim, like with the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah, and I don't know any achronim who does not make this distinction, that the Rosh is talking about the individual's intent right now, right? That Adam was saying before, and the Rashba is simply saying this is the way Rosh people do it. The Rosh is that the individual cannot go against the Rosh, but it's the individual's intent right now. Right now, he intends to have a boiled tomato. So then it becomes a borei pri adama. And the Rashba says it's not the individual intent, it's the way right people do it. But I think that the yisoid is the same yisoid. It's a difference of how to formulate the yisoid. The Rashba's yisoid is if the ikur is the boiled tomato. So the juice around the tomato has got to be part of it. And the Rambam says in Ches Dalet, Yerokei shedarkin li sholek sholken mevarach al mei shlak shalehen bar piyadama v'ushu sholken l'shtois mei meyen. The Rambam has a mechudish dik approach. The Rambam says that you make a bracha if your intent, if it's normally eaten this way, and your intent is to create a beverage. V'sholkan l'shtois mei meyin. Shemei mei ashlokais kishlokais b'mokim shedarkan l'shtoisan. Devash tomorrow nivei sheshahako. Right? But yirokei shedarkan l'shalai can make... two conditions. Number one, a normal way to prepare the fruit, and Yidavka want it as a beverage. So the far carrots from the Mordechai. So again, Salanias Daiti, there are six shitas over here, six or five. You have the Ritva, the Mordechai, the Rosh, the Rashba, and the Rambam. Right? I would group them together just for the sake of memory, to the Ritva and the Mordechai, the Rosh and the Rashbam very close together, and the Rambam, right? So they have like 1, 2, 3a and 3b and 4, and most Achronim understand the Shulchan Aruch to Paskin like the Rosh and the Rashba. The Machmir for the Rosh and the Rashba. There's one sefer I saw that the recent sefer. It was the machmer for all of the shittas. So he says you can make a bari pri. He worked out you can make a bari pri adoma on cooked on certain kinds of soups if you satisfy the following 8 conditions. You have to go into a restaurant with a, you know, with a list to see if it satisfies the 8 conditions. Otherwise, it'll be sabik brachas. Let's just start with what we did today. Okay? So again, today we looked at the halacha of soups and boiled extracts. And the sugya rests on resolving devash tamre with maya de silka. And there seems to be the 4 primary ways of resolving that. The easiest to remember, to formulate, are the Ritva and the Mordechai. Right? The Ritva distinguishing, the Ritva saying every extract is going to lose the bracha of the original. It's a different. The Ritva simply says, Shinoi b'tzuras ha-pri loses pri. Finished. It's the easiest to figure out. Chazal said pri adama. Pri is a pri is a pri. Finished. You change the pri, you mishane it, you squeeze it, so you get a different surah. The Mordechai is in a similar approach to Ritva. He says, but what's a shine pri if it functions in a different way? So the Ritva says, look at it, if it's oozing, if it's dripping, it's not an apple anymore. Right? So finished. So it was a chiddush. That if you have the extra together with the originals, you make a bar pidom. I didn't think of a tafel, not for us right now. I mean, halacha l'maisa makes a big difference. But in terms of the yisoid of the ritva, is an extract loses the bracha. Shinei apri, it's finished. It's no longer apri. Chazal didn't call this. Mordechai says it's function. Right, we will come back to this yisoid when we discuss desserts. The Rashba also discusses there are different functions. We will discuss four spices and desserts. But Mordechai has already created this idea for us. A beverage is a different function. Memela, it could look the same. Right? The Mordechai said your dip and your beverage could be the same. So what's talking the chilik between tchina and cherry juice? The difference how it functions. You dip something into it, it's a maichel. You drink it in a jar and in a tumbler, so it's a mashke. So the Mordechai is a chilish. The change of its surah, if it changes its function in the menu of people, so then it's no longer free. That's the easiest way to work it. Devash tamre, beverage. Now the shalk is a dip. Fine. All right, now we get into the more difficult, the eshlachalik. It won't be so poshut. So what are the eshlachaliks? Eshlachalik is nothing so easy over here. It's not extracts, it's following. How connected is it to the original pri? So the Rosh says it'll be connected by the fact that this is the way, all of these things are the way that you produce the cooked tomato. That's what the Rosh and the Rashba say. Elo, the Rashba says it based on that roiv people eat the tomato or the peas in this way, and the Rosh says it's the intent of the chef, the intent of the consumer, not just the consumer. But apparently, I think both are saying that these are that the extract has to be seen as part of the original. If it's part of the original, so then it maintains the same bracha. Well, how can it be part of the original? Well, if this is the only way I get my boiled tomato, and the boiled tomato, if it doesn't work for tomatoes, if it's the only way that I'm going to get my boiled celery, and the normal thing is to eat the celery boiled, is the only way I'm going to get my turnip. If I'm boiling it, it's in the mail, the juice has to be part of the tomato. If part of the pre. If roiv people eat the pre, they shlokos. Right? So that's what the sugya says, that it gets the brach of the shlokos. So that means that the pre is the turnip, and the water which is boiled. So the mela, if the water, the rush would say the water has no juice, has no taste, so I can't call it part of the turnip. Then it's like the spit, it's like the fire. All it is a medium to bring the heat to it. But if it ends up having turnip taste to it, so it's part of the turnip. So both the Rosh and the Rashba say this is part of the sugi of shlokos. Once you tell me that a turnip gets a bor pidama only if it's boiled, or may taste if it's boiled, so then I have to say that the boiling medium is part of the fruit. So I slice a turnip, or I have the water that's used to make it into a pri. That should also be then a pri. The Rosh and the Rashba is how do you connect it to the original? Is it via the das of the mevashel, or what right people do? The Rashba is easier to understand in light of the sugya, and the Rambam is mechudesh. Why? The Rambam says that the only time when the turnip juice, the turnip extract, will maintain the bracha is, number one, if it's normal, I understand. That's perfect. That's the Rosh and the Rashba Shita. But then, says the Rambam, I have to intend to drink it. So what the Rambam is saying, it has to have some chashivas. To have a burpee, a dom, a burpee, has to have, if most of the time I'm going to throw out the turnip extract, I'm not making a soup right now, so then that means that the water extract is primarily a tool to cook the... to cook the vegetable. But if I'm going to drink it, so then the water extract taka is has chashivas, has significance. So what will be the determining factor of whether it's part of the shlokas or not? What the determining factor will be whether I intend or not to eat the extract as well. All right? So you can now divide up the Rishonim into two schools. One is the Ritva and the Mordechai, as we did, and the other is the Rashba and the Rosh and the Rambam. All who are saying this is part of the sugi of Shlokos. It's not a Nikir Tofu sugi, it's not a Chelke Asuda sugi, it's a Shlokos sugi. And at the end of the sugi of Shlokos, we say that there are certain Shlokos that will maintain the bracha of Barbi Adama. Certain will get the bracha shakal. Now, there's only one way to get shlokos. I have to boil it up in an extra. I have to boil it up in water. So this is a necessary part of this pre-maintaining it, or getting its bracha pre-dama. So since it's a necessary part, it's part of the pre. So the Rosh says part of the pre, but it has to be my das to eat the pre this way. The Rashba says the easiest way to learn pshat, right people will do it. Mam is part of the pre. And the Rambam will say, but if my intent is to throw it out afterward, so then it's, or just to eat it at gav urcha, so then it's mam is only a tool. Then it's like fire. If my intent is to drink it, so then I can say it's part of the pre. Right? So those would be the shittas. So we'll do the following. We'll do the following. As you said, I've been intimating it's time for chazar. Right, so I would suggest the following. I think this will work. Is that I think the easiest way to go is to set aside chazara times in small chunks. Because I found that if we say let's chazar 5 blood, so then what happens is that we chazar 2 or 3 blood very well, and then 2 or 3 blood not so well. So what I'd like to do is set aside tomorrow and Thursday for chazaring daf lamed hay and daf lamed vav down till gufa, right? And the chazaro will be you will pick up a lot of things we didn't pick up before. Shtani milsev melech and zomis and retivta, the retivta. So it's not going to just be a chazara. We're reviewing this in light of what we learned so far. It's lamed hay lamed vav tomorrow. I'll give an earlier shir again, the Mirtz Hashem, because I have to travel out of town tomorrow after shir. So what I'd like to do is the shir tomorrow will be halacha l'maaseh. We have a few lot of halacha lamaisa have to finish up. We have to finish up the time we do the vegetable soup. So I feel bad for you. You might have vegetable soup today. So we have to be on hold. So we have to do vegetables. We have to do applesauce and cornflakes and potato kugel. Right? All these things are... That's the sugi. The sugi of Tvash Tamrei. And so what I'd like to do is we won't do all of it tomorrow, but do halacha lamaaseh tomorrow. Finish with the sugi halacha lamaaseh. If you don't mind, we'll have maybe 11 o'clock. Let's do it 11 o'clock. Maybe 11:15. When did we say it? We said 11:30 today. Okay, 11:15. Yeah. 11:15 in Rit Hashem. And then you continue chazering afterward. And Thursday, all being well, we'll have a shir at... We'll try for 2 o'clock. As long as the flight goes well, we'll be in touch. And then either we'll finish up, we'll do Nefesh HaChaim, or maybe we'll finish up some more Lachol Masif. And I'll begin on Sunday. Alright? So that way, if you have to finish up some of the Marmakomos of today, you finish it up. But between now and Sunday, 12 o'clock, Techazer Lam Hei Lam Advov, well. Okay? And then we'll go invite you next week and set aside another time to chazer Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. I think it's the best way to do it. Okay? And then next Monday, Rit Hashem, we'll do the Sugya on Botel Eishur.
When was the last time I ate orange? When was the last time you ate orange and said, wow, this is so orange is so much sweeter. We have a snack. Wait, are you going to tell me that if you cook the orange, it tastes more like orange? I never tried it. Go for it.
If you want, we can have milk. It's up to you. It's to the 12:90. It's if there's a minion good, if not, whatever you want.
For the Rambam?
I'm happy to be the Mitzar. I'm happy to have an hour later on. I'm going to see you.
Because raw meat, people boil the juice. What else is it?
Right.
Vegetable. So therefore, for raw people, the juice, the water is going to taste like the vegetable. And that's why.
No. It has to have some. If it doesn't taste like the vegetable, it's not like a tool, just to make a bracha.
Right. So why does the
back
end taste
like the vegetable?
I think that makes a difference in whether it's in it. What is the purpose of this water? The purpose of water is to boil the vegetable, otherwise, right?
Yeah.
So the water is just a conductor of the fire.
Bloop.
Oh, he left.
How do you
stop the fruit?
Earl's? Stop. No, it's not. Stop, really.
Wait, is this not? Man.
Or it's on Y Torah.